We're at the 2014 ASTA, CSS, and Seed Expo going on in Chicago, and Lori Adams joins me now. She's the Executive Director of the Pollinator Partnership. First of all, Lori, tell me a little bit so folks understand exactly what is the Pollinator Partnership.
The Pollinator Partnership is a nonprofit 501c3 organization supported by multiple stakeholders across the pollinator world. We're the largest group in the world that concentrates solely on pollinator issues. So we work on policy, conservation, outreach. We do original research and we sponsor research. So we look holistically at everything about pollinators and we bring everybody to the table. We believe this is an issue that really deserves all parties to converse with one another and to work for solutions together.
Today, during the general session here, you were on a panel with some other speakers. Tell me a little bit about what your message was today.
Well, I had multiple messages, but the number one is that this is an issue that concerns all of us. It's really critical to our food production, our food security, food sustainability, but also ecosystems and a number of other services that pollinators provide. The main message is we need to work together on this. If we set this up as a fight, we're all going to lose, and we need to cooperate together. So that was message number one. Number two is we have a good example of how industry and research scientists independently have worked together with one issue that faces pollinators, and that's the dust that's created when corn is planted. We've created research that studies just this. It's not soy. It's not any other crop. It's not any other pollinator other than honeybees. But we looked very carefully at what happens during corn planting so that we could look for management techniques that would reduce collateral damage that's unintended.
How are folks responding to this? Because we know across the board we've heard the conversation pollinators are a huge part, sustainability-wise, and they're just necessary. Tell me how people are stepping up to the plate here.
Actually, I think there's a remarkable amount of cooperation that's happening in certain arenas, and I think that cooperation needs to be really glorified because it's rare in today's world that people step out of their own little box and say, let's solve this together. And it's not easy because there's a lot of money at stake with this as well. But this is an issue that has really mobilized, but in some ways polarized our society. And what we're trying to do is bridge some of the opinion with science. And what we're trying to do is do it in a transparent, open way by forming the Corn Dust Research Consortium. The CDRC has multiple stakeholders. It has beekeeper associations, both from the U.S. and from Canada. It has equipment manufacturers. It has the corn growers. It also has pesticide manufacturers, and it has independent scientists. Together, we came up with two research questions that we really wanted to see answered. And again, a very narrow scope. We didn't try to answer everything about pollinators, everything about corn. It's just during the corn planting. We took our questions and we asked research universities to weigh in on this. And we got very interesting responses from Ohio State, Iowa State, from a group, Be Informed, a group up in Missoula, Montana, and from the University of Guelph. And we funded studies independently. And again, these researchers weren't working together. They were working independently. But because they were working on the same questions, we did bring them together to discuss how their protocols were going, things that they had found in the field. But we reviewed it as a group. So everybody had input. Everyone was transparent. This was not, quote, industry sponsored. This was sponsored by a collaborative stakeholder group, unlike any that I think has been assembled in American industry.
Well, it's certainly a hot topic. I know a lot of people are talking about it, and a lot of people want answers. So I think what you guys are doing is hopefully helpful. You had a lot of questions today. A lot of research is coming in. How are people reacting to the research, and what are they looking for next, maybe?
I don't think enough people have actually seen what we've done. It's available on our website, which is pollinator.org. We only have the first year's data available right now. The second year's data we just received this week, so we'll be able to incorporate that into our recommendations going forward. But what we did was we came up with 37 different recommendations. Some are for planters, for producers of corn. Some are for beekeepers. Some are for regional and state and provincial regulators. Some are for seed producers. Some are actually for the chemical industry. So we said, this isn't something where we can say, if one group does something, we've solved this. And in fact, we may not still solve it, but we can make it better. And that kind of balanced building block approach, where we're saying, let's see what we can do now, let's see what we can do next, let's then test to make sure that these recommendations actually do what we say they're going to do. And I think, for example, farmers are the best stewards of the earth. They make their living from the earth. They have to take care of the land that they work, because it's what keeps them going, but it's also what keeps all of us going. So we try not to pit one organization against another. We try not to pit one perspective against the other. We try to say, okay, we recognize now that this issue exists. What can we do collaboratively?
Anything else you want to add, Lori?
I would love to hear from anyone who's interested in this. We at Pollinator Partnership, part of our job is to listen, not just to give recommendations and to talk. We really want to hear from people. So we're available. info@pollinator.org is a place where you can always send your messages and they'll be heard. And right now, I think we should all feel really comfortable and excited that people are working together on an issue that affects every single person who eats in America and beyond.
All right. She is Lori Adams with Pollinator Partnership, and I'm Leah Guffey at the 2014 American Seed Trade Association Corn, Soybean, and Sorghum and Seed Expo going on in Chicago.